Matt, how you doing?
How are you?
Okay, I'm a little messed up with these buttons here, but I don't want to keep you any longer. I keep messing up with it. Anyway, you're back on the field, coach. I have to ask you. You guys have a new field?
So it's actually in the process of there's some construction happening at Bertram Field that we're excited about. The field itself isn't being updated. It's actually all the infrastructure around it.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Locker rooms, as well as new concessions, and just really kind of just upgrading a lot of the stuff around the field.
Yeah, that makes sense. The field's in great shape. The stands sometimes in the press box needs up. Well, that's good. So where are you guys practicing right now?
So practicing at the high school. We do try every week to try to get onto some sort of turf. So just working with local high schools to see if we can get some turf time.
Mm-hmm.
But we do actually, the fields at the high school have been actually really good. They've held up. And we got a couple access because it's the springtime right now and there's not too many teams that have been on it.
Mm-hmm.
The fields just in general have been holding up pretty well. So it's been good.
Excellent. All right. Well, you know, 1 week down, did you guys have any scrimmages over the weekend?
We did. We played Linn Tech on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We went over to Manning Field and really impressed with where our guys are right now. You know, I think, you know, this is a unique situation, and I think they've been able to adapt, and they've been just really flexible. And coming out of this preseason, you know, I would say that we're probably ahead of our install plan, both offensively and defensively. And
really?
I think that's the character and the type of kids that we have on this year's team. So overall, it's been good. I think the scrimmage really highlighted some of the kids that have been working extremely hard in the offseason,
mm-hmm.
Both not only on, you know, their physical strength and agility, but also on just their football IQ. Right? A lot of these guys have invested quite a bit of time to really advance their game, and it certainly showed on Saturday.
Well, that suggests you have some senior leadership coach, maybe?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I'd start off with Connor McCray. Connor McCray is a senior captain who, has, I think he's earned 3 varsity letters.
I lost you. Okay.
I'm at the school, sorry about that.
That's all right.
But, yeah, he's earned his varsity letter for 3 years. He's our starting Mike linebacker,
mm-hmm.
and one of our starting running backs. Last year, I think he was somebody that we really leaned on defensively, and this year we're going to lean a little bit more on him, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So he's going to be one of our primary ball carriers. So I think from a senior leadership, he definitely stands out. I think there's a couple other guys from a senior perspective. Patrick Cordway, he's playing tight end for us as well as outside linebacker. He's kind of one of those kids that I always point to when we talk about, you know, how we approach, you know, business, and he's a guy that has, over the last 4 years, dedicated himself to really trying to be how we define it as elite. And someone that's elite in our program is someone that is really trying to excel in everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So academically, athletically, and socially. And, Patrick's a great example of that. So we're really fortunate we have guys like that we can really lean on. And they set an excellent example, you know, for some of the younger guys that are coming up that do have a lot of talent, that are adding a lot of value to the things we're going to be able to do on the field this year.
Most excellent. Do you have some multi-sport athletes coming in from winter sports?
Yeah, we're real fortunate to have a number of basketball players. One of the ones I highlight is Alex Foligno. Alex Foligno, the basketball player, and he, you know, is somebody that, we're going to use both at like an H-back on offense, and he's also a physical kid that we're using at defensive end. You know, he's just under probably, I would say, 6'3". He's coming in at about 240. So he's a kid that is certainly going to be a presence, you know, on both sides of the ball, and we're looking forward to, you know, seeing him out there.
Matt, you sound excited about going into this thing, and I'm always amazed that coaches across the spectrum are so psyched about getting this thing underway, even though it's springtime.
Yeah, I mean, I think, for a number of these young men, I've been fortunate enough in Salem. When I got involved, I've seen some of these guys playing, and when they were playing youth, and I've really seen him grow and develop. And, you know, for me to have at least the senior class that we have get an opportunity to play before they graduate, you know, I think it means a lot, not only them, but, you know, I know my staff is just really excited to get that opportunity to coach them one last time before they head off on the next phase. So, you know, we're all excited, and I think we have a team that, you know, we started a lot of young kids last year. And again, we have 7 or 8 guys that have over 15 games of varsity experience. Mm-hmm. Right? So we have some guys that really understand what we expect of them. They're a year older. And I think they're itching to kind of showcase, you know, what they've learned and showcase, you know, that time to put in, and it's really going to pay off.
How many years is this now for you, coach, as head coach at Salem?
7.
Wow. Okay. And yep. and you mentioned your staff. You got the staff is mostly back intact.
Yeah, I think that is one of the keys to success, in my opinion, when you're trying to build a successful organization, is to have some guys that you know are dedicated to the vision of the organization. And I really feel I'm real fortunate to have some guys that have been with me for a number of years. You know, so someone like Mark Cox, who's our office coordinator. You know, I started coaching with him probably in 2000, I want to say 5. So, you know, 2005. So it's been a number of years I've been working with Coach Cox, whether it be at Salem or other places.
Mm-hmm.
We have Coach Robinson, who I think is starting his 16th year at Salem High School as a teacher coach. He also coaches tennis here, but he's a co-defensive coordinator with Cliff Exelholm, and Cliff, I've been coaching for a number of years too, but he's also our head wrestling coach as well. So we got guys that are really embedded in you know, the Salem High kind of culture, and real fortunate to have some of these guys.
That sounds great, Coach, and I appreciate you taking the time tonight. I'm sorry to get screwed up here at the beginning. I'll check in with you later during the season, and I promise not to mess things up.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I'm always love talking about Salem football.
Absolutely. First game is when and against whom?
So we got Swampscott on Saturday, and it's a home game for us, but mm-hmm. we're going to be playing at Bishop Fenway.
All right, and what's the time on that, Coach?
4:00.
4:00. Matt, thank you so much. Stay safe, and you know, congratulations on getting out there and helping these kids out, and best of luck.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon, Coach. Thank you.